You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? It's that time of the week. TGIF is what we say on this day of the week, don't we? Thank God it's Friday. It is. It is Friday the 25th of March. Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Time, we're just about a minute after the hour of 6 o'clock. And looking at a couple of things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment, going back through the years. If we go back to the year 1867... Italian composer Arturo Toscanini was born. Now, he was one of the most acclaimed musicians of the late 19th and 20th century, renowned for his intensity, his perfectionism, his ear for orchestral detail and sonority. Oh, yes, and of course, and his photographic memory as well. Wish I had one of those.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Stand so, 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 st
cry. Strong words in the staff room. The accusations fly. It's no use. He sees her. He starts to shake. He starts to cough.
There we go, the Police there, Don't Stand So Close to Me, the 1986 version. I tell you what, if you didn't realise it, the lyrics to the song, well, it deals with the mixed feelings of lust, fear and guilt that a school teacher has for a student and the fallout when the inappropriate sexual relationship is discovered by other adults. Now, what is also interesting, of course, is that before joining the police, Sting had previously worked as an English teacher. His recollection was that he'd been through the business of having 15-year-old girls fancying me, said. And my really fancying them. How I kept my hands off them, I don't know. He referred to the song's story progressions, the teacher, the open page, etc., etc. But a little bit of a backstory to that one. Boys are back in town, by the way. Just in case you were wondering. Thin Lizzy on The Breakfast Show. Time-wise, we're just making our way up to 8 after 6.
Now that the boys are here again,
the boys are back in town, boys.
to go. Yes, get the word out. The boys are back in town.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Going back to 1983 when that was released, October of 1983, Love Cats, and that's from the English rock band, of course, The Cure, and a standalone single in October of 1983. It wasn't on any album, that's a standalone single. It was the band's first top 10 hit in the United Kingdom. That peaked at number 7 for them. It also reached number 6 on the Australian chart in early 84. The single later appeared on the compilation album, Japanese Whispers. Time on the Breakfast Show. It is exactly 15 after 6. Scrub up time. Extra couple of minutes in the shower this morning. The weekend is coming, you know. Get yourself smelling nice. In the shower for you this morning, I like this one. This is a version of Staying Alive. Comes from Entrance. Time to turn up the volume if you're in the car. Blow the windows out. In the shower, well, just have a good scrub.
Get real with the people on the dance floor. Now who got the people for the flame? Who can take the way that I flex on the track? I'm closing rampage. Ricky Rick on point with the knife I stop for my left. They'll be rolling the mad joints. So put your hands in the air. Cause there's a party over here. So grab yourself a beer. And we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it. So let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco. I can flip so. I'ma drop a solo tip.
party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grips my spirit, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the Maskos coming with the fever, fever, fever?
Love that song. Entrance there, featuring Ricardo and Staying Alive, their version. Time to get out on your way to where it is you're going on this Friday morning. It is a Friday. It is a Music Friday, boys and girls. You, me and the music going right through till 10 this morning. Yasmin will have What, Where and When in the last hour today. Probably a couple of tracks of Born on this day of music. We'll also be checking in for Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid. Great music going right through until 10 o'clock. Keep you entertained.
Oh, what you gonna do?
Not a lot.
You wanna get down?
No, not really.
Oh, what you gonna do?
I told you, I don't know.
Do you wanna get down?
No.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Get down. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in. You gotta get
To see you fade away.
In the 1980s, you know. Blow Monkeys there, digging your scene. And that takes us back to the year 1986 when that was released. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls, we're on 89.3. That's Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
Oh. Whoa! Valet Motors! Best car service around Panama! WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors!
Yes, indeed. Some good advice there for you. Plenty of people to go along and help sort out your problems or give you a night's entertainment. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the things we'll be looking at more detail later on this morning at 9 o'clock in the local news. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health for Thursday, reports 341 new cases of coronavirus and one death. There are currently 2,754 active cases throughout the country. 2,651 of those are in home isolation. And while there are 103 hospitalised cases, 97 patients are in the wards and 6 are in the intensive care units. With the death reported in the last 24 hours, the total adds up now to 8,160 and the lethality percentage is 1.1. The report details that 7,089 tests were applied and that returned a positivity of 4.8%. Health authorities reiterated to the population that in case of presenting symptoms related to COVID-19, they should go to receive medical attention and undergo a test. The Electoral Court gave a boost to the arguments that Ricardo Martinelli's team of lawyers has used to delay the processes in which he is linked. Upon revoking a resolution of the Second Electoral Court on February the 23rd, which ordered the lifting of the criminal electoral jurisdiction of the former president, the magistrate Heriberto Arruz, president, and Alfredo Juncker argued that Martinelli is protected by the principle of speciality, consigned in the extraordinary treaty between Panama and the United States. Well, the court had lifted Martini's jurisdiction at the request of the third criminal judge, Paloisa Martinez, who is investigating him for the new business case, a process that tracks the purchase of Editora Panama America S.A., allegedly with funds of the state. Now, Judge Eduardo Valdez Escoferi saved the vote, and he called this result, called it totally inadmissible, to delve into the substantive analysis of the application of an exceptional principle, which is contained in an international treaty. Well, the Electoral Court points out that the information circulating on social networks about an alleged bank transfer of $150,000 in favour of Judge Heriberto Arruz, President of the Tribunal Electoral, apparently is false. And the alleged transfer would have been received by Arruz on the same day that the Tribunal Electoral announced its decision to recognise the criminal electoral jurisdiction in favour of Ricardo Martinelli. The Electoral Court denies information circling on social networks and in some media about the deposit. It says Banco General has denied the information on its Twitter account. And shortly before 11:45 a.m., from a Twitter account with the name of @NancyLeon88, an image of the alleged state of a Banco General account, current account, was disclosed in the name of Heriberto Arruz Sanchez, opened on June the 25th of 1998, in which a deposit of $150,000 can be seen made last Wednesday. Anyway, let's move on to still the same story, really. It's José Isabel Blandón Figueredo. President of the Panamanista Party announced on Thursday that they will present a lawsuit before the Supreme Court of Justice against the recent ruling of the plenary session of the Electoral Tribunal, which maintains the electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli. We have already requested lawyers from the Panamanista Party to prepare an action of unconstitutionality against the recent ruling of the Electoral Court regarding the electoral criminal jurisdiction. It is time to say a resounding no to Juego Vivo and to impunity, Blandón wrote on his Twitter account. It says the Tribunal Electoral has gone to the extreme of evaluating the validity of the principle of speciality and of requiring the ordinary court to provide evidence to that effect, when in strict law they lack the competence to analyse and resolve questions of merits of a criminal proceeding. The Ministry of Agricultural Development, MEDA, issued on Thursday a zoo sanitary, zoo sanitary alert, all right? This is due to the possible risk of high pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, entering Panama, which was detected in Canada and the United States. The MEDA authorities indicated that they have increased vigilance in the face of the outbreak because the poultry breeding stock of Panama comes mainly from the United States. Avian influenza, by the way, manifests this way. Listen to this. It's like if you go and buy some tablets. They advertise tablets in the United States on TV. And then, after the advert for the tablet, the side effects go on and on and on. But it says here, avian influenza manifests in birds with fever, depression, lack of appetite, sneezing, bloody nasal discharge, diarrhea, puffiness with purplish discoloration of the comb, eyes, chin, ruffled plumage, tremors, weakness, incoordination, huddling and decreased egg production, as well as eggs with or without soft shells. Good grief, poor little things, they suffer from that. Representatives from 11 countries arrived in the province of Darien to participate in a tour as part of the regional conference on migration that began this Thursday. Deputy Foreign Minister Marta Elida Gordon, who is leading the Panamanian delegation, said that the visit of the international delegation to the province will serve to learn about the part of the harsh migratory reality of those who irregularly cross the Darien border, risking their lives. With this visit, the member states of the RCM will strengthen knowledge in the field of decision-making and coordination of actions on issues related to irregular extra-regional migration that is registered by Darien and impacts the entire region, Gordon added. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the things that are in the local news lately. As you see, most of it taken up by the decision of the Tribunal Electoral. Time on the Breakfast Show, 22 minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock.
the best place to be in the mornings.
Please don't stop the music. Please don't stop the music. It's getting late. I'm making my way over to my favorite place. I gotta get my body moving, shake the stress away.
Sampling there, isn't it? I'm a saying because I know that one. There we go. That is Rihanna and Don't Stop the Music. And that was, oh gosh, that's going back to 2007. Came off of the album Good Girl Gone Bad. I did get well, some credits for the sampling of the line Mama Say, Mama Say, Mama Makusa, from Jackson's 1983 single Wannabe Starting Something. Both Rihanna and Jackson were sued by a Cameroonian musician, a guy called Manu Dibango, who asserted that the hook originated in his 1972 song Soul Makusa, Don't Stop the Music. It's a dance track that features rhythmic devices used primarily in hip-hop music. But that's a completely different story. By the way, many music journalists praise the sampling of Mama Say, Mama Say. And the song received, a number of accolades, including a Grammy Award nominated for the Best Dance Recording. Don't Stop the Music. It's all right. I wouldn't have said it was that good. Now this is good, completely different. Ain't that a kick in the head?
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like a fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Her room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I have sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't that a kick in the head? Hey! Like a fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wet. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't be any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, oh, ain't that a kick? Tell me quick, ain't that a kick?
Oh, Robbie Williams, I like that. Swing when you're winning. And that's brought us, if you keep an eye on the time, we're 9 minutes away from the hour 7. So I was just taking a rummage, as I do, see if there's some things in tech this morning. It says the next subscription you might be paying for, in the question mark, iPhones. According to Bloomberg, Apple is working to launch a subscription service for the iPhone and other Apple hardware, similar to an auto leasing program. The potential subscription service could make device ownership similar to paying a monthly app fee, an anonymous source told Bloomberg. Think of it like paying for Apple Music every month. Well, rather than pay installments that would equal the price of the device, the charge would be a monthly fee that hinges on which device the user chooses. And sources told Bloomberg the hardware subscription service is slated to launch at the end of 2022, but might still be pushed to next year or next altogether. That's interesting. Interesting thought, isn't it? About because, I mean, iPhones are not very cheap, are they? Not many phones are. Well, some are cheap, but so yeah. Would you pay a subscription for a phone? In a way, isn't that what we already do with the likes of cable and wireless? I know, you know, when I renew my contract every so often, I you know, get offered a phone, and what it is, you pay for that over 18 months, which is a little bit like a higher purchase, isn't it? But then after the 18 months, the phone is yours, and you can renew your subscription and get another phone. Yeah, interesting thought. Would you pay a subscription for your phone? You didn't have to, you know, instead of paying it outright. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 7 minutes away from seven, which is all rather nice, isn't it? What have we got next? Oh, we got this. Mr. Peter Frampton. Baby, I love your way.
Shadows grow so long before my eyes, and they're moving across the page. Suddenly the day turns into night. Far away.
Thank you.
There we go. Following on from Mr. Peter Frampton, that is Peter and Gordon and Woman. Time on the Breakfast Show. Top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Let's take a look at some of the international news for this Friday morning, 25th of March. Just joined us. Good morning. Ukrainian troops are recapturing towns east of Kiev, and Russian forces who had been trying to seize the capital are falling back on overextended supply lines. Britain said on Friday one of the strongest indications yet of a shift in momentum in the war. The mayor of a suburb of, or east of Kiev, said Ukrainian troops had recaptured a nearby village and thousands of civilians were now leaving the area, answering a call from the authorities to get out of the way of the counterattack. Turkey's position on its acquisition of Russian S-400 missile defense systems is unchanged, and the matter is a done deal, President Tayyip Erdogan was cited as saying on Friday, adding that talks with Washington on new F-16 jets and kits were going well. The Russian ambassador to Italy, Sergei Razov, said on Friday that he was suing Italian newspaper La Stampa over an article that had raised the possibility of killing President Vladimir Putin. Needless to say that this goes against the rules of journalism and morality, Razov told reporters in front of the prosecutor's office in Rome after he had deposited the suit. Recovery crews on Friday expanded the search area of the China Eastern Airlines crash as the second of the plane's two black boxes eluded search and rescue workers for a fourth day. Flight MU5735 was en route from the southwestern city of Kunming to Guangzhou on the coast on Monday when the Boeing 737-800 plummeted from cruising altitude at about the time when it should have started its descent to its destination. Human remains and personal belongings of the 132 people on board have been found, but no survivors, and debris from the crash was scattered over a wide area of the heavily forested slopes in China's Huangzi region. North Korea's latest launch was a huge new intercontinental ballistic missile, state media reported on Friday, in a test that leader Kim Jong-un said was designed to demonstrate the might of its nuclear force and deter any U.S. military moves. It was the first full ICBM test by nuclear-armed North Korea since 2017. Flight data indicated the missile flew higher and longer than any North Korea's previous tests before crashing into the sea west of Japan. And China has urged all sides to exercise restraint regarding North Korea's long-range missiles tests. The foreign minister said on Friday, "We express concern at the present situation," ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin said when asked about the tests at a daily briefing. A group of truck drivers in Spain on Friday rejected a government offer to double a support package to help with rising fuel prices and vowed to continue a 12-day walkout that has led to shortages and pushed firms to scale back production. The proposed measures, which include a rebate of 20.20, I guess I don't know if that's cents they use over there, 20 cents euros, it's about 22 US cents per litre of fuel, and 1,200 euro bonus, will cost the government about 1 billion euros, twice as much as a previous package unveiled earlier this week. Transport Minister Raquel Sanchez told reporters after talks that ran through Thursday night. And Chinese President Xi Jinping said during a phone call with South Korean President-elect Yoon Suk-yeol that the two countries should bolster mutual political trust, Chinese state broadcaster CCTV said on Friday. Reminds me of the expression I used to use when I was a broker in London, and I said to my clients, trust me, yeah, I'm your broker, nothing to worry about. There we go. Britney Spears. At 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Sometimes. She goes on, Brittany. We're just making our way to 9 minutes after the hour. 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Don't forget, later on today, it'll be Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid at around about 8:20, 8:30, in that sort of time. We're going to take a look at the weather in a few minutes' time. I can tell you, looking out the studio window this morning, nice morning, a little bit of hazy sunshine there, but beautiful sunrise. Let me see what is. Oh yes, don't forget, last hour, it is Friday. It'll be what, where and when. Yasmin will be looking at some of the things that are happening, some of the things we can be doing to keep us entertained, as well as probably a couple of days, a couple of people born on this day in music. And with my little rummage around tech news this morning, an Amazon drone crash sparked an acres-wide fire, apparently, last summer. It says last June, one of Amazon's drones crashed during a test flight, causing a wildfire. This was in eastern Oregon. I wonder if it was delivering goods for somebody. 10 after 7 on The Breakfast Show. This is Stevie Nicks on the edge of 17.
Oh,
with Jerry D.
That song, and I tell you what, I still can't help taking the mickey out of them. Okay, OTB. Old Kids on the Block there with Salt and Pepper and Rick Ashley. Great track, though, I love it. Bring back the time. Yeah, don't we all wish? Time on the Breakfast Show, 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Cool FM. We're going to take a look at the weather. We're going to pop over to the other side of the isthmus to the province of Colón, Costa Rica. Take a look there first today. 30 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature over there, with 20 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation. And that's not too bad, considering their relative humidity is up as well at 85%. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, let's take a look at West Panama for today. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 38 degrees will be the thermal sensation, and again, relative humidity is up on this side at 80%. We'll tell you what, I'll do it again in a minute. I forgot to tell you what the weather's actually going to be like on the other side. This is for West Panama, partially cloudy this morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and partially cloudy again tonight. Let me just pop quickly over to the other side because I didn't tell you what the weather was actually going to be. Partially cloudy. This is for Costa Rica again. Partially cloudy for this morning. This afternoon, cloudy, and partially cloudy tonight. So it's the same. How about that then? Moving along to the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature 23, the minimum thermal sensation 38, relative humidity is 80%. We're pretty much the same everywhere today. Partially cloudy this morning, cloudy this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Yep, looks like the whole country is going that way today. Let's pop further out. Let's look at the Gulf of Panama. We've got 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum, 23 the minimum. Their thermal sensations are going to be a little bit higher at 39 degrees Celsius, and so is their relative humidity at 88%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. It's cloudy this afternoon. And partially cloudy tonight. So I think we've got a pretty stable climate over during the course of the next 24 hours. So I think we can enjoy it. It's not going to be too bad. Nobody mentioned any rain, which is all rather nice. Let's move over to maritime conditions for today, starting with the tides. On the Pacific, low tide, the first one was just before 3 o'clock this morning at 2.55. That was 0.4 of a metre. High tide, that'll be at 9.03. That'll be 4.02 metres. Low tide again, that'll be at 3.19 in the afternoon, 0.79 of a metre. High tide, the last one, that'll be at 9.25 tonight, 4.08 metres. So there we go, that's the Pacific. Let's take a look at the Caribbean. We've got high tide, that was at 6.19 this morning. That was 0.4 of a metre. Low tide, 1.59 this afternoon. That'll be minus 0.12 of a metre. High tide again, 7.47 tonight. That'll be 0.06 of a metre. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 11.53 tonight, just before midnight, and that's going to be flat. That's going to be flat at, it's going to be flat at zero. Now, let's take a look, shall we, see what if we actually get onto the water. Perhaps some of you going out on your boats over the weekend, going out today. Let's see what we've got for you. This is starting on the Caribbean coast. We've got 13 to 14 kilometre an hour winds this morning from the northeast, which you might not think is that bad, but they do have a small craft advisory for this morning. And waves, they're going to be at 6 foot. So there are small craft advisory for this morning on the Caribbean. This afternoon, the advisory is still applicable. Winds are picking up in the afternoon, 24 to 26 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northern direction. Waves, they're going to stay at 6 feet. Now, on the Pacific coast, let's see what we've got. We have got for you good conditions. No advisory for you this morning. 13 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northeast with 2 foot waves. In the afternoon, we still have good conditions. 11 kilometre an hour winds. West-northwest direction in the afternoon. Waves, though, they're going to remain at 2 feet. All right, so there we go. That's it. There's your weather for today. You haven't had breakfast yet? Well, perhaps have breakfast at Tiffany's. Why not?
You'll say we've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care. And I said, what about? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it, and I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Naughty boys in nasty schools, headmasters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing pool, smashing up the woodwork. All the teachers in the pub, passing round a ready rub, trying not to think of when the lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All of the
them over in the UK, don't they? That's the British madness there, and it's called Baggy Trousers.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama, and Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theater.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
27.5 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the international business news for this Friday morning. It just happens to be the 25th. Don't want to go backwards. Let's go forwards. 25th of March. The United States will work to supply 15 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, LNG, to European Union markets this year as Europe seeks to wean itself off Russian gas supplies, the transatlantic partners said on Friday. United States President Joe Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced the formation of a task force on Friday to reduce Europe's reliance on Russian fossil fuels following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. German utilities on Thursday said that their country needed an early warning system to tackle gas shortages a day after Russia ordered the switch of contract payments to rubles, raising the risk of a supply squeeze and even higher prices. President Vladimir Putin's ruble payment demand, which IEA Executive Director Faith Birol called a security threat, added to market nervousness and called into question Russia's historic claim it is a reliable gas supplier regardless of geopolitics. Leaders from some European member states said on Thursday that Russia's demand that unfriendly countries use rubles to buy for its oil and gas could breach supply contracts. And Russia's National Settlement Depository, the NSD, on Friday said that Clearstream, one of the world's biggest settlement systems, had informed that it was blocking its account and waiting for a decision from regulatory authorities in Luxembourg, Interfax reported. Clearstream and Euroclear are no longer accepting Russian assets, effectively shutting off an exit route for overseas investors. Russian authorities will decide how to use Renault's plant in Moscow by the end of next week, the Minister of Industry and Trade said on Thursday, after the carmaker announced it was suspending operations there. Renault, the biggest player in the Russian auto market, said on Wednesday that it stopped production at the plant and would assess its options on its majority stake in Avtovaz, Russia's number one car maker, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Swiss trading arm of Russian energy giant Lukoil has scaled back operations after the oil company cut its supply of capital to guarantee nearly $1 billion in margin calls in the wake of Western sanctions, according to three people familiar with the matter. Litasco, which was handling more than 3.6 million barrels per day, is now focusing on sending crude to Lukoil's European refineries and selling refined products, traders have said. Mineral exploitation or exploration company Kobold Metals, backed by billionaires including Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, said on Thursday that it would begin drilling in Greenland for critical materials used in electric vehicles. Kobold, which uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to hunt for raw materials, last year secured a 51% stake in the Disko Nuswak project on Greenland's west coast, which is operated by London-listed Blue Jay Mining. Tough new rules targeting US tech giants agreed late on Thursday are expected to come into force in October, EU antitrust chief Margrethe Vestager said on Friday. The rules, which Vestager proposed a year ago, are called the Digital Markets Act and set out a list of do's and don'ts for Amazon, Apple, Meta, Alphabet, Unit, Google, and Microsoft. Fines for violations range from 10% of a company's annual global turnover to 20% for repeat offenders, which could face an acquisition ban. The DMA, which is what we just mentioned, sets out a list of do's and don'ts targeting each tech giant's core business practices. The DMA is here to stay and will be quickly mirrored in a number of countries. The flexibility that big tech had will be constrained, as the regulatory straitjacket will get tighter globally, said Ioannis Kokkoris, competition law professor at Queen Mary University in London. And police in Britain have arrested 7 people following a series of hacks by the Lapsus hacking group, which targeted major firms including Okta Inc. and Microsoft Corporation, City of London Police said on Thursday. San Francisco-based Okta Inc., whose authentication services are used by some of the world's biggest companies to provide access to their networks, said on Tuesday it had been hit by hackers and some customers may have been affected. A year ago, Tesla dismissed the alternative path of electric car battery swapping as ridiculed with problems and not suitable for wide-scale use. It seems that Beijing disagrees. In fact, China is pushing hard for swappable batteries for electric vehicles as a supplement to regular vehicle charging, with the government throwing its weight behind several companies advancing the technology. And there we go. International business news for you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Time-wise, we're 21 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the local news for you. And Ingrid for Freaky Fun Facts Friday in the next hour as well. So Sean Cassidy is the version of the Do Ron Ron. Not bad, is it? Couple of requests to get through for this morning. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou wishes everybody a very good morning at TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Asked if we could play this song for her, Hanging on a Star. There we go, Mary Lou, that's for you this morning. Hope you enjoyed it. Your request, Hanging on a Star from Lane Caudle. Oh, Caudle, rather. Caudle, C-A-U-D-E-L-L. 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, and I tell you what, got another request here. It comes from Ashley. Good morning to you, and you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. I must say, it says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And he's still he's been doing a visa for Canada for about 3 weeks now. I think he's, I mean, I was talking to him the other day because I did my application for a visa for the for the USA. I thought I'll put a visa in my US passport. So I did all the application and everything and sent off the money and then went and paid it. Well, I sent it off, had to go and pay it at the bank. And then they send out all that information to the embassy. I was waiting for them to come back to tell me an appointment. Then my good lady said, no, 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 you've got to ask for an appointment. So I did. I asked for an appointment to have my interview for my visa. That's going to be on the 3rd of September. 2023. Yes, that is the truth. My appointment for my visa is the 3rd of September in 2023. Hey, at least you know, Ashley, that when you finished your year-long application, you'll still get your visa before I do, and that's for Canada. So anyway, good luck with that. Keep up the good work. You've got all weekend to keep working on it. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. It comes from Eddie Rabbit. Yes, suppose you think that's Bunny. The Room at the Top of the Stairs.
I know a place where love comes easy, and I know a woman who meets me there. She takes my hand and gently leads me, and we go up. I close the door and she pulls the curtain. When we make love, it's a private affair. I've been around and I know for certain there ain't no room like the room top of the stairs. When we climb up the stairway to heaven, we find love waiting there, right at home, oh, just me and my baby. Loving is cool in the room at the top of the stairs. When we climb stairway to heaven, we find love waiting there, right at home, just me and my baby. For the loving's good in the room at the top of the stairs. Yeah, I know a place where love comes easy, and I know a woman who meets me there. She takes my hand and gently leads
we go up to the room at the top of the stairs. Cause the loving's good in the room at the top of the stairs.
There we go, top of the stairs from Eddie Rabbit. I suppose you think that's funny. Didn't go too down too well. People didn't think it was fur. Sorry. Right, let's, just to prove to you that not all the news is bad, here's a nice story for you. Ricardo Castro, he went from guarding art exhibits to curating one. At the Baltimore Museum of Art, security guards like Castro spend more time with the art than anyone. Well, trustee Amy Elias told the Washington Post that that's why she and chief curator Asma Naim came up with the idea to have the security team curate their own exhibit. We wanted to see things from their perspective. Naim said, now, this all came about last year. 17 of the museum's guards learned how to put together an exhibition. They chose up to 3 pieces from the collection that resonated with them and worked with the librarian to research the items and write their descriptions. Castro selected 3 objects created by unidentified indigenous artists because he wanted to see more works of art on display from early cultures. The exhibit, titled Guarding the Art, will run from the 27th of March to the 10th of July. I'm excited to see everyone's reaction to what I picked for the show, Castro told the Post, and I'm really looking forward to a proud moment when I see my co-workers shine. Yeah, that's a nice story, isn't it? That's a good idea as well, isn't it? Because what they say is absolutely true. I mean, they spend all their time sitting there with the art. And, they probably got their own opinions. We all have our own opinions of different pieces of art, don't we? Time on The Breakfast Show. Keep an eye on the time. 8 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. 8 before 8.
Your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before.
plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Oh, hell. Don't touch that dial.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Les tiennes, j'ai comme un poison dans les veines. Y'a mon âme coincée sous les verres, et dans ma bouche un goût amer. Je rêve seule avec mes acouphènes. T'as mis mon cœur en quarantaine. Mon amour, tu m'as mise à terre, aveugle et sourde et sans repère. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. Que l'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Mes rêves s'effondrent, ils tirent la gueule. Notre lit devient comme un cercueil. Mes pleurs se fondent avec la table. La nuit est longue, je me sens minable. Mes rêves s'effondrent et je pète un câble. Dans notre chambre, je vois même le diable. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier. Je me sens conne, j'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. Que l'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, j'en ai vu assez. J'en ai vu toutes les couleurs. J'ai broyé bien plus que du noir sur la palette de la douleur. Toutes les variantes du désespoir. Y'a toi qui peux me consoler. Pourtant c'est toi qui m'as blessé. C'est plus pareil, je nous vois flou. Sens son odeur sur tes genoux. Je suis comme un soldat fusillé. J'ai pas vu l'ennemi arriver. Mais j'ai appris à prendre les coups. Je compte bien me battre jusqu'au bout. Je te pardonne. On va tout reconstruire, je te pardonne. Je sais qu'on va guérir, je te pardonne. Je peux pas faire autrement, je te pardonne. Ça sera beau comme avant, je te pardonne. Accroche-toi à mes bras, abandonne. Tous les manèges à trois, je m'en tamponne. Du temps que ça te prendra, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up, your car won't start, you can't trouble and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the fifth floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a need, it's a bliss.
On the TV around. If you got your place to go, when you're feeling down. Take a roll around. By the pretty birds, that's all on the unscreened screen. Take a chance on me. Find a new life, very best, and they know the line. If you put me to the test, when you let me shine. Take a chance on me.
to go. Two in a row. That one, I like that. That's Jesse Ware and Spotlight. Before that, it was Take a Chance on Me from ABBA. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 23 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. I've got a little story for you. We'll have another piece of music, and then we'll check in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Here's a nice story. So I'm trying to find some stories to counteract the international news and the local news, I guess. This is in, it says here, in Chris Perez, Steve Sanders found a kidney donor and a friend. Sanders has a rare genetic disease that caused his kidneys to slowly start failing. Friends and relatives were tested to see if they could donate a kidney to Sanders, but no one was a match. Well, last July, Perez, Director of Volunteer Services at Atrium Health at Carolina's Medical Center in Charlotte in North Carolina, learned about Sanders' story through a social media post. I don't know him, but thought, hey, let's give it a try. I would want someone to do this for me, Perez said. Well, he ended up being a match for Sanders, and when they spoke on the phone for the first time, we hit it off right away, Sanders said. Well, soon they were regularly spending time together and with their families. Their surgeries were in January and both recovered well. Sanders said, it means everything to me that a stranger donated his kidney to him, and shows Chris' commitment to being a father and allowing me the same chance. Isn't that nice? Nice, thoughtful people. They are out there. Trust me. They do exist. There he is, and he's without Sting there, you know. That is Shaggy. Here on The Breakfast Show, time. Let's take a look at the time. We're 28 minutes right now, and that is after the hour of... That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. I think what we'll do is we'll move over here, we'll link up, and we'll see if we can find out what our freaky fun facts are for this this Friday.
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Yeah, I missed you guys yesterday, but that's okay. I love it when Jerry has a full show, because it's so entertaining. We had some really good guests on yesterday, and man, could that gal sing! Whoo, playing the guitar and singing. It was well worth being bumped. But... because I was bumped, he did say, we are going to get in Freaky Friday Fun Facts today. And today is... brrrump, Freaky Friday Fun Facts. And here is your Freaky Friday Fun Facts for this date. March 25th. Okay, now, did you know, for the most of us, it's a predictable, if annoying, routine to reset our watches and clocks for daylight saving time each year. But how much do you really know about the time change, which starts on Sunday, March 13th, right? All right, well, it did. All right, here we go. Number one, it's daylight saving time, not daylight savings time. While it's common to hear people say daylight savings time or just daylight savings, the correct term is daylight saving time. There's a grammatical reason for keeping saving singular, but you also think of it in this way. What are you doing during this time? Hmm? What are you doing? Okay, you're saving daylight. Okay, thus daylight saving time. Get it? Okay, never mind. Okay, number two. It wasn't invented by Benjamin Franklin. The biggest misconception is that it was Ben Franklin's idea, says Peter Geiger, editor of the Farmer's Almanac. While Franklin is often credited with inventing the concept of daylight saving time as we know it, he merely suggested that Parisians wake up earlier to save money on lamp oil and candles in a satirical essay published in the Journal of Paris in 1784. Yeah, believe that. Number three, it wasn't implemented for farmers either. Another misconception? Imagine that. That the practice originated to benefit farmers. Yeah. In fact, the agricultural industry lobbied against daylight saving time after it was introduced in the Estados Unidos. Many farmers continued to oppose the practice, which can disrupt farm work. For example, dairy cows expect to be milked at the same hour each day. They don't have a Mickey Mouse watch on to say what time it is. They don't care what the clock says. You be here when the sun comes up and you start taking out that milk, okay? That's what they say. Moo. Number four. Germany was the first country to implement daylight saving time. Germany implemented daylight saving time in 1916 to save fuel during World War I. The United States adopted the practice in 1918, but daylight saving time wasn't standardized across the country until the passage of the 1966 Uniform Time Act, which gave the federal government oversight over the time change. Okay. Number five, it's not a worldwide or even nationwide phenomena. About 70 countries observe daylight saving time nationwide or in certain regions. Most African and Asian countries, including India, China, Japan, skip the clock change altogether. Mostly, it's really hard to turn that. Never mind. Not all the states practice daylight saving time either. Hawaii and Arizona are on a permanent standard time, such as Guam, American Samoa, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Nice to know. But I digress. Number six. The time frame used to be different. In Estados Unidos, daylight saving time starts on the second Sunday of March and ends on the first Sunday in November. But that wasn't always the case, Geiger says. Prior to the Energy Policy Act of 2005, which went into effect in 2007, daylight saving time was observed from early April until late October. Number seven, it has an impact on your health. Losing an hour of sleep each March can take a toll on your well-being. The shift to daylight saving time has been linked to upticks in heart attacks, strokes, traffic fatalities, workplace injuries, and some experts have called for an end to spring forward altogether. Number eight, many states want to stop changing the clock. I know. In the past few years, 19 states have either enacted legislation or passed resolutions to stick to daylight savings time year-round. But implementing this change could require an update to the federal law, which is in the books right now. Under the Uniform Time Act, states can either observe daylight saving time as it currently practiced or stay on standard time year-round, meaning there's no easy shortcut for those hoping to make a permanent shift forward. Currently, the U.S. Senate has approved a bill to end DST. It will be submitted to the House for a vote and then on to the president to pass into law. Well, we shall see. Number 9. Though people love to complain about it, daylight saving time isn't all bad. One notable benefit of the change is a decrease in crime. One study published in 2015 found that the start of DST in the spring was associated with a drop in robberies. Interesting. Number 10. The candy industry lobbied for an extension of daylight savings time. Oh, I did it. I did it. I boo-booed. Daylight saving time. Boo-boo. Slap my hand. Bad girl. Until recently, losing an hour of daylight in the fall presented a problem for the candy industry. That's because daylight saving time traditionally ended on the last Sunday in October, which is normally before Halloween night. Intense lobbying to push back the date went on for decades. According to one report, candy lobbyists even went so far as to place tiny candle pumpkins on the seat of everyone's chair in the Senate in 1985. In 2005, the National Association of Convenience Stores backed a movement to extend DST to 8 months. It argued that the extension would result in more daylight for trick-or-treaters and thus more candy sales. Whee! There we go. Now we know why. The law extended DST into November and finally went into effect in 2007. Wow! Lots of information about DST, or daylight saving time. I have now got to correct my speech pattern because I'm one of those that said the savings part, but it's not. It's daylight saving time. Well, everything is pretty good. The little baby kittens, I took some video and I sent it to Jerry. They're very cute. The mama seems to be nursing them okay, so I don't have to do any neonatal feeding, which kind of scared me because you have to feed them like every 2 hours for the first 4 weeks of their life. So I'm glad that mommy over there letting them nurse on her boobies because I don't want to be over there every day. Anyways, things are looking good. Got some work going on here in the weekend. I'm going into the city later today. I got a job for Saturday. I'll tell you about it next week. And I am happy and healthy, and I hope you all are too. Okay, everybody, you keep washing those hands. Stay away from each other. We're almost through this. We're almost to the point where different countries are dropping the mask mandate. So it is possible, eventually, one day, we will be mask-free. I look forward to that day. Until then, back to you in the studio!
Thank you.
Big thank you to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, all about Davy's daily saving time. Saving, all right? And but that applies to many things, doesn't it? What is it when you put your money in the bank? Is you putting it into your savings account or are you putting it into your saving account? Savings account or saving account? Anyway, I don't care, because thank you, Ingrid, for giving me the chance to play one of my all-time favourite pieces of music. It's called Time, and it was from the Alan Parsons Project. This is the Bee Gees. Well, it's not, it's one of them, Sandy Gibb. Go Andy Gibb there. It's the same thing, isn't it? Is it singular or plural? Bee Gees? Or was it a BG? Yeah, well, it was a BG. It was just Andy Gibb on his own there. And that was called I just want you to be your everything. So there we go. That's it. Very good. Now, if there's one thing that cheers you up, this is what we need, isn't it? We need a lot of cheering up. We watch the news. Unfortunately, to do this program, I've got no choice but to go through the news. But one thing to cheer you up is what people have actually said when they make an insurance claim, all right, when they had a car accident or whatever. And this is something, because you have to write on the report, don't you, what happened, what's your description? There's a couple here I thought I'd give you. It says, well, the accident happened because I had one eye on the lorry in front, I had one eye on the pedestrian, and the other on the car behind. Cyclops. We've got three eyes. And the other one says, I started to slow down, but the traffic was more stationary than I thought. Elton John and Island Girl. Jamaica's an island, you know. I'm not silly. And I tell you what, one of our regular listeners has been away. She's been in Jamaica. And you know what? It's always lovely to hear from Valerie.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Jerry. Hi, good morning. This is Valerie. How are you doing? Miss Jasmine, good morning, good morning. I just called to wish everyone at the radio station a happy, happy Friday. Oh, you did, Mr. Jerry. I was in the country. I just back Wednesday. So give God thanks. I am back in Panama. And I hope you are well and blessed. Happy belated birthday, Mr. Jerry. I cannot send the greetings from Jamaica. And where I is right now, I cannot pick up the radio station, not until when I went back on the job. So I wish you all the best. May God bless and keep you guys. Salute each and every one for me. Please play a song for me, Mr. Jerry. Love that radio station. Be good. God bless. And you take care.
There we go. Isn't it lovely? Good morning to you, Valerie. Lovely to know you're back. Wonder where you got to. Great, wonderful place to be, isn't it, in Jamaica? Look, Valerie, you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Well, I tell you what, I know something. I know that you're very, very fond of Whitney Houston.
If I would on your way, so I'll, but I know the way, and I will always love you. Bittersweet memories, that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
Yes, Whitney Houston there. I will always love you. And that's going out to Valerie this morning. Also, Renee dropped that says, what a lovely lady. I tell you, she is. She's absolutely gorgeous. And she's been following us. And that's quite a shame because, you know, she's got quite a large family. And normally she would ask us for birthday requests every week. Valerie, lovely to hear from you. Nice to know you're back with us. Do stick around. I think I'm going to start the Valerie fan club. I tell you what, a lot of you sort of, well, a couple of people dropped me a line and said, who was the lady that you had on yesterday on your program singing? And it was Jackie Plummer. And because she came in, she brought her guitar with her yesterday. and played for us here in the studio. And so I thought I'd play one of her tracks. She'll introduce it to us. You know, do look out for this lady, Jackie Plummer. This is a song which she composed herself. And, well, I'll let her introduce it.
I'm going to sing one that's called I See You.
Okay.
Days when the sky looks like the sea with waves of blue, and in the sky I see your fears so blue. I catch your stare way from across the room, and suddenly I'm aware that my world's a little brighter. If you knew just how amazing you are, if you could see yourself how I see you, I am shy, you'd paint your sky neon blue, you'd float on a river of bright shining stars, you'd light up every room. Each day you walk through the door with your love, untouched by the indecent, say something for me. Ooh, 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 little something for me. I feel your pain. Wish that I could make it go away, but all I can do is be here for you and hope that maybe you will notice one day the sky is blue and it has so melted away. If you knew just how amazing you are, you could see yourself how I see you, I am sure you'd paint your sky neon blue, you'd float on a river of bright shining stars, you'd light a bedroom. Each day you walk through the door, down with your love, and such smiling in the zane, save something for me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I don't wanna live thinking of the things that I should have said. Tell me when you are alone, do you see me? I don't wanna leave out thinking of the things that I should have said. Tell me when.
There we go. Yes, that's Jackie Plummer there, and she was with us yesterday. So there we are, Jackie Plummer unplugged here on the Breakfast Show, and that has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama, and Encuentro 24, You publish it, you'll sell it. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7 p.m. to 3 a.m, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's cherry with a G, and I with a J. If it's cherry with a G, then you got it okay. Going back to find
a simpler place and time.
Oh,
yeah.
Greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
That I got, whatever it is, I'm not for life. Yeah.
There we go. That is Mitchell Pagliaro and What the Hell. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. That is Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. It is that time of the week. It is that time on Friday to take a wander down the corridor. See what is in store for us. Let's get quieter shoes. There we go. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday. Mm-hmm. Every Friday's happy.
Yes, every day is happy.
Every Friday is happy. So how's your week been so far? You've been having fun.
Oh, yes. Yesterday I went to the press conference of Circus Market and Fest.
Oh, yes, you were saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was at the museum of the Museo del Canal.
Mm-hmm.
Canal
mm-hmm.
Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, we got nice gift there and food, and it was a very nice event. And it's going to be this market, Circus Market is going to be in April. So I'll tell you more about it
next week. Never get near the time. You mentioned gifts.
Mm-hmm.
What did you bring me?
Oh, it's just for the people who were there.
Oh, my God.
So next time you have to come with me.
But you left early.
Oh, yeah.
I can't leave early.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't. You could stay here. Oh, that's good. And you're going to another movie soon, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes, because we were talking about this with Andreas, yes. Weren't we? Yes, things were slipping.
Yes, Andreas was talking about Morbidus.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we're going to be there.
Are you going to be seeing that
week.
One? Okay.
Week, yeah.
Okay. Good. What else is happening, yes?
Okay, tonight, don't forget the Francophonie month at Alliance Francaise. And tonight at 8 p.m., it's going to be the movie about Haiti.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At 8 p.m., it's totally free. So you can go tonight. Also, next week on Monday, it's going to be a movie from Mexico, also at 8 p.m. And on Tuesday, the movie from Canada, Henry Henry, that we were talking about.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
This week, also at 8 p.m. So don't forget that for next week and tonight. Also, tomorrow, it's a big day.
It's Saturday.
But it's Earth Day, Earth Hour.
Earth Hour. Okay.
There's going to be a lot of activities around everywhere and around the world, even.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, we can join at the administration building.
Okay.
Because they're going to have a big event there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's invited. It's totally free from 3 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have... You can do a picnic if you want. And they're going to have different artists, live music.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have dance classes. They're going to have shadow theater. They're going to have mercaditos, they're going to have workshops for kids, and so much more. So you can also adopt pets.
Okay.
And they're going to have bird watching too. So you can join them tomorrow from 3 to 9 p.m., 9:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Where was that one again?
At the administration building.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bird spotting.
Yes. Mm. Thanks to Impacto Positivo, they are inviting everybody.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, do you want me to...
Yeah, let's do one of your Born on This Day in Music.
Oh, yes. In 1934, Johnny Burnett, American singer, songwriter of rockabilly and pop music. Johnny Burnett, who had the 1961 UK number 3 and US number 8 single, You're 16.
You're beautiful and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. Oh, what a girl. Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. You're my baby. You're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand. My heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked.
beautiful and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my heart. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine.
Tell you what, yes, they don't make them like they used to.
Mm-hmm,
exactly. I remember when that came out.
Mm-hmm, very nice.
I was 12.
Oh.
Not 16. 12. there we go. Lovely song. I like that. It's jolly, jolly music back
exactly.
then. Yes. Mm-hmm. What else is happening? What else we got?
Okay.
Keep me occupied.
Remember last week we were talking about Menos de Mil. This is an art fair
mm-hmm.
where you can buy every kind of art in Casco Antiguo.
Okay.
So it's still open. They changed their dates. So it's going to be open until March 31st.
Okay, got a bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
From 8:30 to 6 p.m. And this is organized by AMCA. AMCA. You can find more information at their Instagram. This is at Iglesia San Francisco de Asís. In the second floor.
Okay.
Plaza Bolívar, and the entrance is totally free. You just go there and get your art, beautiful arts. They're
all right.
Have there.
Good, 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 good.
And also, if you need to adopt a pet, they're going to be at, let me see, this is Alta Plaza Mall.
Oh, Alta Plaza, okay.
Also mm-hmm. tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Lush Stores.
Ah, okay.
And Fundasis. They're going to be there with their pets.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there, adopt them. And also, they're collecting food for pets.
All right.
For their foundation, Fundasis.
Okay.
And you can get more information there also.
I don't like those adopters. I would adopt all of them.
No, oh, no. I will adopt all of the cats.
Yeah, but you've got Ian. You don't need one. I got Lola the parrot.
Yes.
Yeah. Hola.
She's quiet.
She's quiet,
today.
Actually. Yes.
Okay. Let me continue with Born Today music.
Okay.
Okay. In 1942, Aretha Franklin, American singer and songwriter, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, who had the 1967 U.S. number 1 and U.K. number 10 single Respect. The 1968 UK number 4 single, I Say a Little Prayer, and the 1987 UK number 1 single with George Michael, I Knew You Were Waiting. She scored over 15 other top 40 hits and won 18 Grammys during her career.
Okay, guess which one I've chosen?
I have no idea, but all of them are so good.
Go on, guess.
A ver. The first one? Respect?
No, guess again.
I Say a Little Prayer?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say I've chosen the George Michael one, with them, but no.
No.
I thought, no, it's her birthday, mm-hmm. not both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Say a Little Prayer, classic track.
My hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now. at first, got to take time. And all through my coffee break time. I said a little prayer for you.
Aretha Franklin there, and I Say a Little Prayer. And there you go, yes.
Mm-hmm. That was the Queen of Soul.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Sadly, no longer with us.
Yes.
Great lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes?
Uh-huh. Let me finish with the events.
Okay.
Tomorrow, a lot of things tomorrow to do. It's going to be from 3 to 10 p.m., Sabores Solidarios.
Oh.
This is going to be at Parque Andrés Bello in Villa Argentina. Mm-hmm. It's a festival of gastronomy and culture. So they have the different flags here. A lot of countries
mm-hmm.
are going to be there with their different kind of
mm-hmm.
food.
Mm-hmm.
So you can enjoy that. I guess it's going to be free. This is organized by Asociación Diplomática de Panamá. So you can go to their Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Asociación
mm-hmm.
Diplomática en Panamá.
I take it that's not the same as the caravan of people.
No.
Because
no,
there's assistencias, and yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because, of course, we haven't done that for years. I've not heard anything about whether or not they're doing it this year, but
mm-hmm.
it's too late, really.
Yeah, but this one sounds very nice.
Doesn't it? Yeah, but that's what reminded me, because that's what they do. Caravan, you've got all the different countries and their foods. And
exactly.
And everything else.
Mm-hmm.
They're just you'll be just over the road as well from our friends at Mandinga Rum.
Exactly, yes.
You always pop over there, mm-hmm. have a quick cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you've got the other one, yes, the mm-hmm. Mac Museum container.
No, I haven't.
Because that's Jackie Plummer, who was with us yesterday.
Yes.
She's going to be singing in the container.
Yeah. Yes, and that's going to be at Panama Pacifico.
That's right, yeah. Uh-huh. As I said to her yesterday, I hope we got air conditioning.
The thing is that at Mac, you know, they have a lot of events, and they posted a huge calendar of events, so I couldn't choose one.
We haven't got all day, you know.
Yes.
It's all you. I mean, what with them and Alliance Francaise, I mean, we didn't come in. They could just do their own program.
Yeah. But everybody can go to their Instagram and check it out.
It's so wonderful. So many people are putting some great things on, some great events.
Yeah, this weekend is going to be crazy.
Crazy it is, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, don't forget our friends of Camerata Panama.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have another concert this Monday. Orquesta Filarmónica de Panamá with the director of Victor Mata.
Yes, maestro.
Yes, and it's going to be at Iglesia San José Altar de Oro at 7 p.m. The entrance is free, and this is the fourth anniversary of the death of Maestro Abreu.
Okay.
So that's going to be on Monday. They're going to have violins. Oh, yeah, it's a violins concert.
Okay.
By Orquesta Filarmónica de Panama. You can find more information at their Instagram, Camerata Panama.
All right. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it then?
Yes.
I'm worn out. So many things to do.
Yes.
Go and have a lie down. You have a wonderful weekend, yes.
Thank you. Too, everyone.
Okay. Take care. There we are. That's what you can be doing, where you can be doing, and when you can be doing, all thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. We're just 30 seconds away from 20 minutes before 10, so we've still got some time for some more music. Like this one. This is Marmalade. Ideal for breakfast, isn't it? Reflections of My Life. Oh, there we go. Yes, a marmalade there in Reflections of My Life. I tell you what, there's one track which I always remember. It's a great track when you look back over your life. I mean, you can't really do it till you get to about my age. But I always remember listening to this many, many years ago as, it was originally in French. It's a song by Charles Aznavour, and he did release it in English as, well, in actual fact, the English language lyrics were written by Herbert Kretschmer. And it tells of somebody reflecting on his life, recalling how he had wasted his younger years on hedonistic pursuits, and now that he's older, he's unable to do everything that he'd planned. The lyric implication is that the person may be close to impending death. Well, I like it, and I'm not. But here it is. It is a lovely song. And here it is, sung by Charles Aznavour, who, as I said, wrote it originally en français.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased that life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, there's plenty things I planned, I always built, alas, on weekend shifting sand. I live by night and shunned the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many drinking songs were waiting to be sung, so many were with pleasures in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about, and every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me, me, and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seemed somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young, young, young.
It's a lovely song from Donna Lewis there, I Love You Always Forever. I tell you what, we are about 3 minutes away from before I have to say ta-ta, and I got just the thing to take us there. It comes from John Mayer, and it's called Last Train Home. There we go, yes, perfect timing. Which Which is not like me at all, really, is it? That's it. That has brought us to the end of this program, our last program for this week, our Friday morning program. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've been able to hang around with us for a little bit. We know you've got plenty of things you can be doing with your time. And if you do spend any with us, well, thank you very much. We're very grateful. And let's say a few thank yous. Well, big thank you to, Ingrid. She's got our Freaky Fun Facts Friday in today. And it was all about daylight saving time. So big thanks to Ingrid for that, and also to Yasmin on Fridays, who's got our WWW, what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. As well, of course, as a couple of people born on this day in the world of entertainment, we had Aretha Franklin and Johnny Burnett today. And don't forget, you can catch up on our programs if you miss them or you want to hear them again. If you are masochistic, you can always go to our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. You'll find the programs there. If you just want to listen to the news, we segregate that and we have that separately as well. So, that's it. Big thanks also to my co-producer, Neil, over there in the United Kingdom, who gets a lot of the info for us. He's just been updating some for us today. Thank you for that, Neil. Also, a big thank you to the boys and girls of Grupo Grad, who get us revved up at 6 o'clock and will be shutting us down in a couple of seconds. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'm going to be back with you. Yes, I'm sorry. On Monday, 6 o'clock in the morning. Just remember what you're doing over the weekend. Do have fun. And please, please do it carefully, all right? Look after yourselves. We still have the masks. They're still in force. Hopefully we'll be able to do away with them fairly soon. But make sure you've got your masks with you, okay, if you're out and about, especially if you're going into crowded places. Because on Monday at 6 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.